Hey, this is Mikey with Seven Time Down, and you're listening to the Worldview Warriors podcast.
Time out! Excuse me, bad guys. I am running out of air. Gotta get pumped.
Welcome to the Worldview Warriors podcast, challenging and affirming your faith to equip you to impact this generation for Jesus Christ.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
It's a transmitter and radio for speaking to God.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Worldview Warriors podcast. This is Jason Dezurek. Glad you're tuning in with us. Going to be having a really good show today. Dan and I have been really I don't want to say we've been doing that much time into it, but we just have an ongoing conversation, if you will. And honestly, I wish we could just record our conversations all the time because we got some good stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, amen. I'm encouraged by it always.
I'm sitting in with Dan Schilling, everybody, and my name is Jason Dezurek, and you can find me on Facebook, Jason Dezurek, Dezurik. And Dan, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can catch us either by email. That's Dschilling, Dschilling, @crown.org, or they can catch us. Actually, you can go to our website in Ohio here. It's crownohio.org, crownohio.org, or they can catch the office. That number is 740-396-8463.
All right, and if you want more information about Worldview Warriors, we have a brand new phone number, 419-310-6249, 419-310-6249. We'd love to get calls from you guys. If you're looking for an event, just give us a call. We'd love to come down and do some ministry with you wherever you're at in the country. Heck, we'd even be willing to go around the world. I just don't care. Wherever God's telling us to go, that's where we want to go. And I'd love to bring you with us, Dan.
Amen.
You rock. So we're going to move right into it. We were talking about, you know, just stewardship, ownership, discipleship, all of that. And last week we just got into that. But at the end, you know, we were talking about, you know, how do we make this practical? How do we really make it for today? And so, you know, we're talking about that our stuff really isn't our stuff. So yes. Can you just give us a quick overview of that?
Yeah, again, we come back to look at those principles of ownership, stewardship, and discipleship. We have to know that God owns everything. That's what makes me a steward, is I'm a manager of whatever I've been entrusted. And to make sure that the stuff doesn't ever take ownership of me. Mm. And stuff is not just the only thing. Really, stewardship is about life. And so if I'm really bought with a price, as Corinthians does, if my life is not my own, then I have to realize that my time's not mine, the gifts and talents that he's given me are not mine. You know, all the things that compose of my life, the stewardship of my life is not mine. I need to submit myself fully to the Holy Spirit, and as he guides and directs me to fulfill the teachings of Jesus that were, as Jesus said, if you saw me, you saw the Father. He was fulfilling what the Father's desire. So I believe what God's real heart for us is to know him, to hear his voice. And he says, I'm not going to just leave you as orphans. I'm going to send you myself, a piece of me, the Holy Spirit, to live inside of you so that you can hear his voice, so you'll know that he's with you, comforting us, counseling us, and leading us to all truth.
Okay.
And that's what the gist, you know, as we kind of transitioned to what we were talking about there of now how do we apply that practically. You can look at the Matthew 19 where we left off last week about the rich young ruler.
Right.
He applies a principle. The principle was he sought. So you seek, you ask, you knock. So he sought, he asked a question, and he got a response from Jesus, God himself. But here's for each of us, those principles still apply. We need to seek God. We need to ask. We need to knock. But then once we hear the voice and God speaks to our heart, this is where the rubber meets the road. Now am I going to obey? And there's, you and I were talking about this offline, a couple different great examples. A few years ago, we burn wood, have an outdoor wood burn. That's how we heat the house in my office.
Yep.
And so when we were heading into the fall and there was some conflict with a truck that we were getting to use, and so that truck was no longer going to be available to us, and we needed a vehicle. Well, we didn't have the money. We were in ministry, didn't have the money saved. We had committed to the Lord that we would not borrow again, that we were going to trust him. If it was his vision for us, he would supply the provision, and so we'd committed to that. And so we're saying, okay, now what are we going to do? And I felt like the Lord began to speak to my heart, Dan, I'm going to provide you a van. I'm thinking, yeah, right. You're going to just somebody drop the keys off, come up the drive. I mean, I've got to look. I've got to do something.
Right.
And he said to me, no, I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just willing. I just want you to be willing to just be guided and directed by me. Trust me that I'll provide it. And I'm thinking, well, that does not compute with me. I'm a doer. I got to get it done. Do it, do it, do it. And so God was, every time I'd start looking, you know, in the One Ads and online, Auto Trader and all those things, trying to find that van, I could just sense the Holy Spirit saying, Dan, don't look. I told you, I'm going to, trust me, I'm going to provide it for you. I just, but I didn't believe. I've never experienced anything like that. Mm. And so long story short, what happened was I went to meet with a group up in Sandusky, Ohio. On my way there, there was a truck in every yard, you know, on the way up. And so I'm looking at them, and I could just feel the Holy Spirit just speaking and saying, Dan, don't look. Trust me. And I'm thinking in my mind, yeah, if I get this meal, if I can hurry up and get this meeting over with, I'll get stopped back and check with these people on this truck. And,
right.
And I get to the meeting, and I have no peace because I have not obeyed God's voice. And so as I'm sitting in the meeting, we were asking each other, what do you need most from God? And I said, for myself, I need peace. I know this is something God wants me to just to trust him in, and I haven't, and I just want his peace. And the guy sitting beside me says, well, wow, that's an answer to prayer for me. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, we have two work vans. We've been asking the Lord what to do with them, and God just spoke to me. You can come get whichever one you want. It's yours. You can have it. And I began to just weep, realizing that God was saying to me again. He said, Dan, see, I told you I was going to take care of it. And so when God speaks something to us, he wants us to realize that he wants to be actively involved in our life, no matter what it is. I have another interesting story that happened to us even just this last fall about hearing God's voice and then putting it into practice. Because that's really when Jesus was telling the rich young ruler, and he says, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commands or put them into practice.
Right.
And so we were at Walmart, and I can't take it. There's no chapter and verse that says, hey, you're going to be in Walmart someday, and this is what God's going to speak to you. But we were in Walmart one day. It was after a soccer practice, and my sons had lost their water bottle. And so we walk into Walmart. I'm going to find out, hey, here's a cheap $2 water bottle. I grab the water bottle, start to pull it off the shelf, and I feel the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart again. Dan, don't buy the water bottle. And I'm thinking, it's only $2. I mean, we've got the $2. We're not running short. It's not going to keep us from eating or... I'm going to buy the water bottle. And again, I just felt like I said, Dan, don't buy the water bottle. And so I'm wrestling with God. I'm thinking, well, what's the big deal? It's just a water bottle. I mean, it's only $2. And but finally I kind of relent and I start to put the water bottle back up on the shelf. And my oldest son, Caleb, he's 11. He says, Dad, what are you doing? I said, son, I feel like God doesn't want me to buy the water bottle. I can't buy the water bottle. He says, but it's only $2. I said, I know it's only $2. I'm kind of having the same argument with God. But I said, this is what God's speaking. I can't buy the water. So I put it back up on a shelf. We walk out empty-handed with nothing.
Yeah.
And I know he probably thinks, man, this my dad's goofy.
And in Walmart, that's...
not to walk out empty-handed, yeah. And yet, a couple weeks later, through my wife's stepdad was moving, and he gave us some water bottles, and it wasn't about the water bottles. God took me back through that scenario, and he was showing me that it had nothing to do with the water bottles. It had everything to do with my obedience. Mm-hmm. And would I be faithful to obey him with a $2 decision? Because faithful with little before you're faithful with much. That's a principle of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to teach me, Dan, I want to know, are you going to hear my voice when it's a $2 decision? Because there's going to be days when it's going to be a $20 decision, a $200, a $2,000, a $20, $20 million. These decisions could go further and further and further, but I have to first know, will you be faithful when I speak to you about a $2 decision?
Yeah.
And so that's what I believe God wants for us, that if we're really going to be disciples, if we want to be ones that are true hearers and obeyers, because the scripture we talk about, it's not just a word to hear it, but to obey it, to put it into practice as he speaks to us. And as we look at what the scripture says, it talks about his word and helping them to obey, there's really two sides of that that we need to look at. There's God's logos word. It's the written word that we read in our Bibles every day. But there's also the rhema word, that which the Holy Spirit speaks to us. So that's why I was saying, you're not going to read, you know, in the Bible where it says, when you go to Walmart, you need to ask God what you should buy.
Right, right.
That you're not going to find that. But that's where the Holy Spirit, that rhema, living relationship word that he speaks to us, is something that we need to obey. Now, I can just want to counsel you that God's never going to tell you to do something that violates his logos word. He's not going to tell you to divorce your wife. He's not going to tell you to have sex before you're married. He's not going to tell you to do something that violates the principles of the kingdom. So if you're thinking, right, oh man, God's telling me, if you're walking with someone and they're getting kind of wacky and they're off on that, you can say, no, I'm pretty sure I'm really very sure that God's not telling you to leave your wife. I'm not doing to do something because he's not going to tell you to do something. Right. But he is going to speak to you. And I one of the things that we try to do even with our boys is encourage them to hear God's voice. Because I believe my job, my number one job as a dad is to help our boys before they leave our house is to hear the voice of God. And not just hear it, but to hear it and obey it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a time that our middle son, Joshua, he was sitting one time and he asked his mother, hey, could you get me some ice cream? And she said, well, I'm giving the baths or something else right now. It'll be in a minute. And it's out in the shop or out in the barn. We have to go out and get it in the freezer. So he was sitting there and he said he felt like the Lord began to speak to him. Go get the ice cream. And he said to himself, I don't want to get the ice cream. I'm watching the show. Mm-hmm. But again, he felt again prompted by the Lord to go get the ice cream to help out your mother. And so he went and got it and brought it in and he told my wife about it. And we've tried to, when they do things like this, to lavish on them. You're hearing God's voice. Mm-hmm. And people say, are you so wacky? You really believe that God spoke? I said, I absolutely do, because I believe God would want him to serve his mother, to bless her, to help her out. And so would God, yes, he's teaching him a principle. Will you be faithful to the little? Will you go get the ice cream? Because there may be a day when God says, hey, go build a boat, go build an ark. And I don't think there's going to be another flood. I'm not trying to go far. But when God speaks to us, he wants to know, will we be faithful just to go get the ice cream? Sometimes we're waiting, God, tell me to do something great. Tell me to do something great. And he says, I just want to know if you'll take out the trash.
Right.
I just want to know if you'll just do some of these simple things, because I need to know, will you be faithful to little before I can trust you with more?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's encouraging to hear these stories, because a lot of people, you know, we have been so, I don't want to say brainwashed, but trained, I guess is a better word. Trained that, you know, God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, did you know that's not in the Bible?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people who actually think that's scripture.
Yeah.
You know, God helps those who help themselves, but it's really not scripture. I mean, it's, if you will, it's probably a good principle. It probably is kind of true, too, in a way.
Yeah.
Because God also is just looking for people who want to obey.
Yeah. And looking for those who have a broken and contrite spirit, who are willing to say, okay, God, I don't have all the right answers. I'll do it your way. I mean, we can even take that. Some folks say, man, the hearing God's voice thing kind of freaks me out. Or do you hear like an audible voice? And I have a friend, his daughter, I think has explained it the best way. I mean, out of the mouth of babes sometimes comes mm-hmm. the truth. And she was, you know, saying that she was hearing God's voice. And he said to her, how do you know it's God? How do you know that God's speaking to you? And she said, she looked there for just a second. He said, wow. She says, it's because something's just pushing me from the inside. And I can't get it away. It's just like something pushing me from the inside out.
Hmm.
And I believe that's what God he speaks to us. He's trying to hear, want us to hear his voice. In Hebrews, he talks about make sure that we, you know, are not turning our hearts away from him so that we don't be turning away from him. In Hebrews 3, verse 13 says, you know, you must warn each other every day as long as called today so that none of you become deceived by sin and hardened against God, because if we're faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as we first believe, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. But never forget, verse 15, but never forget the warning. Today you must listen to his voice. That's applicable today. This is New Testament scriptures. These are telling us today, listen to his voice. Otherwise, don't harden your hearts against him as Israel did when they rebelled. So all it takes us is a quick, we can be going the opposite direction from what God's will is for us in a heartbeat. Today, listen. So how often do we need to be plugging ourselves in? How often do we need to be hearing God's voice today? I can't just go to church and say, hey, I heard something today. I need to be daily, and really, it's really second by second throughout the day, but I need to be plugging myself in to hear God's voice so I can be hearing and obeying.
Right. And it goes on in that text too. Talks about in verse 16, you know, who were they who heard and rebelled?
Yes.
Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt?
Absolutely.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Meaning those are the people that were there.
Yes.
I mean they were in Egypt. They were slaves. They still disobeyed. Think about this. I mean, they saw all the plagues, they saw that happen, and they even saw, you know, the cloud, they saw the pillar of fire. I mean, they saw some incredible things, but yet they still disobeyed.
But it's, I think,
and we do the same thing.
The antidote, you know, you can look at it, is the scripture says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can try? I mean, we have to recognize this is who I am. Yeah. Apart from Christ, I'm wicked, and even with my heart after Christ, I still the flesh. That's why he says, take up your cross every day. I have to be willing to say I can't do it my way. And so, what these people continually did, and all of us have to guard against it. That's what he's trying to help us be careful, because man, in a second, you're going to be doing it your way, and that really is disobeying God. When you start putting yourself on the throne instead of God, game over pretty quick. It's coming.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, yeah, you're right. That's all I got to say. It's, yeah. You're right, you know. And everybody, you know, if you want more information about out about this, you know, and you're wanting to ask Dan maybe some questions or something, Dan, where can they find you out again?
Yeah, they can reach us. Probably the best way is just catch us via email, and that's dschilling, dschilling at crown.org. And we'd love to converse with folks through that, or they can try our office. That number is 740-396-8463.
Okay, great. And everybody, you know, too, Dan, he's available to come speak. And I would just encourage you, you know, if you're looking for a speaker for your next event or anything, Dan not only is good speaking with adults, he's good speaking with students, just all over the board. He's just somebody who has a passion to help people want to obey God, not just want to obey, but actually do it. And if you can't tell, he is a living example of that as well. And everybody, just thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you want more information about Worldview Warriors, go check us out at worldviewwarriors.org. Love to see you there. And again, our new telephone number at worldviewwarriors.org is 419-310-6249. And everybody, I just thank you for listening to this podcast. And don't forget, Domino's Pizza in Upper Sandusky, you're one of our sponsors. We thank you for sponsoring this ministry and all that you do. And everybody, have a great day. Take care.
Seize the day. Make your lives extraordinary.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.